I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, July 18. Coming up, Jamaica to expand trade relations with Trinidad and Tobago. Upper House announces amendments to Interpretation Act and several water supply projects being implemented in St. Elizabeth. The news in detail after the break.
We said nowhere like Jamaica as we get together and feel all right at the Independence Village Randy Williams Entertainment Center, August 1 to 6. Come enjoy food court, live performances, display, rides and attractions. Kiddies Village free from noon to 5 p.m. daily with paid night entertainment. Come play a game of domino, bingo and lots more. See the best of Jamaica's culture and display as we celebrate Jamaica 54. Let's get together and feel all right.
Calling all government pensioners in St. Anne and surrounding areas. The Accountant General's Department is coming your way. On July 29th, the AGD will be at the St. Anne's Bay Baptist Church at 10 a.m. Come hear about the life certificate plans. Get financial advice from Jamaica National. Speak directly with Sagicor about your GOJ health plan. Get free health checks from NHF. And stay for the entertainment prizes and surprises. That's the AGD's Pensioners Information Forum, July 29th, St. Anne's Bay Baptist Church, 10 a.m. Be there!
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is moving to expand trade relations with Trinidad and Tobago. The Prime Minister says this is in keeping with the administration's goal of achieving stronger trade and economic relations within the Caribbean and wider international arena.
We are hoping to expand our trade relations to propel growth and development, given the mutual benefits to be derived.
Mr. Holness adds that steps will be taken to address the issues affecting the competitiveness of local products as well as the productivity of the manufacturing sector. The Prime Minister was addressing the opening of a bilateral meeting with his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart, Dr. Keith Rowley, at the office of the Prime Minister Monday. In the meantime, Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago, Dr. Keith Rowley, says the country is moving to address concerns over the treatment of fellow Caribbean nationals arriving in the Twin Island Republic. Dr. Rowley says steps are being taken to include training and sensitization seminars for immigration officers, among other recommendations issued by the Caribbean Court of Justice.
And we are taking steps to ensure that there's no situation where we can be justifiably accused of not being able to respond appropriately if a person or persons have to be treated with a denial of entry.
Dr. Rowley is expected to meet with government ministers and members of the opposition at Gordon House, as well as chairman of the CARICOM Review Commission, Bruce Golding, on Tuesday. The maximum amount of fines that can be imposed by regulations made under Acts of Parliament has been increased to $1 million. This follows the passage of the Interpretation Amendment Act 2016 in the Senate on July 15. The previous figure contained in Section 29B of the Interpretation Act was set at $1,000, which has been deemed inadequate. Piloting the bill, Leader of Government Business in the Upper House, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, said the fine prescribed was unreasonably low and may not effectively deter a breach of any regulations.
In order to circumvent this limitation, legislation being enacted prescribe more reasonable fines. The amendment now replaces the fine with a more appropriate limit for monetary penalties that can be imposed by regulation.
The Interpretation Act establishes rules of statutory interpretation and principles for the validity and operation of Acts of Parliament and any regulations made under those acts. The bill also seeks to empower the minister to increase the limit of the fines when and where necessary by order, subject to affirmative resolution. Previously approved in the lower house, the bill was passed in the Senate without amendments. And several projects are being implemented in St. Elizabeth to improve the supply of potable water to communities. This was disclosed by Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Harris Chang, at a groundbreaking ceremony in Hounslow recently.
We intend to spend a significant amount of money in St. Elizabeth because we know that will get a return in terms of the response of the producers. We have earmarked near $2 billion.
Work will be undertaken in the communities of Essex Valley, Black River, Luana, Middle Quarters, Santa Cruz, Hounslow, Parity, Williamsfield, Barbary Hall, Newmarket, and Treasure Beach. Minister Chang adds that $1 billion worth of improvements will take place before the end of the year, while the remaining projects, such as the Treasure Beach system, will be upgraded during the 2017 to 2018 financial year. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.